Game changer, Lee.
Okay.
Trump calls for an investigation into Operation Warp Speed. Good. And at the same time, you see RFK Jr. ripping that executive, that EUA out from underneath Pfizer, Moderna, and the shot makers, who have now used it, the emergency use authorization. Hey, we're not going to do any shot trials. The shot is the trial. Stick your arm out. We'll see what happens to you.
Yeah.
Which is literally what we did as a country, and I warned about it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never had that before. It's incredibly risky. And look, to do it with vaccinations, one thing, but to do it with a new vaccine technology, mRNA technology that's never been used, when mRNA technology has a track record as bad as it does, which is why it was never used, and then to go, hey, we're not going to have a debate about this. We'll silence anybody and censor them on social media who criticizes this, including the world's foremost virologists, people from Oxford and Stanford, got canceled. Even the inventor of the mRNA technology, one of the names on the patent anyway, was a group that invented it, who tried, like the Dickens, Dr. Robert Malone, to say, no, you don't want to mass vax a society with this. Here's why. They censored him to the point, Lee, they took down his LinkedIn profile. Okay? Something's bad wrong here. Trump wandered around for years. This is one of my big issues with him when he ran the second time. Taking credit for Operation Warp Speed, taking credit for the COVID shot. And so for him, to his credit, not many people can say, and he hasn't said this, but he's saying it with his actions, can say, I was wrong. I might have been wrong. We might have been wrong.
Well, he was
good for him.
May have been misled.
That may have been misled. Yeah, that's the thing. So what you've got is RFK going, we're yanking that emergency use authorization. COVID is way over.
Yeah, and there's no emergency anymore.
No, and these drug companies have sprung-boarded that to, hey, why don't we make a mRNA flu vaccine and put it in people's arms, see what happens? How about a trial? Well, we don't need one. You know how much money they'll save without a trial? Without having to run these vaccine trials? I mean, these vaccine trials run 7 to 15 years. They got to get it in the arms, got to get it done fast, got to make the money. They don't care if anybody gets hurt, killed, whatever. They don't care. And so all Kennedy has done, you would think, Lee, he's done some crazy, controversial thing. Yeah. All he's done is said, we're going to go back to having vaccine trials. They're going to be double blind. And we're going to find out two things. Number one, does the mRNA vaccine for COVID and now the flu actually prevent those things? And two, another Edwards efficacy, is there a danger? Are there any side effects?
In other words, he's wanting science.
Yes. And the left is screaming bloody murder. No. They're the ones against science here.
Exactly.
And the people resigning, I think, are just trying to get ahead of this. Mm-hmm. You know who else I think is trying to get ahead of this? I think Trump is trying to get ahead of this. He knows he was set up and he knows the truth is coming out and he's getting ahead of it. You can't stop this. And if you look at this, my inbox every day, I subscribe to all these Substacks. People who are following this the world over. I mean, Japan is in full rebellion. They are publishing study after study after study after study just how very damaging that shot was. And you can't, I mean, Finland has done some of it. Norway's done some of it. These are devastating studies. You can't hide this forever. Our media blacks it out, including Fox News, but it's coming out. So the only thing to do here is to have Kennedy be the one who goes ahead and does this. And, the Trump administration takes the bull by the horns and goes, okay, we might have been wrong here. We're going to fix this. But it is coming out, and that is why the left is screaming like it is. This is about to get very, very, very interesting. So all of that is going on. And Trump has demanded now that Pfizer reveal hidden warp speed mRNA injection data. That is a massive reversal for him. So that means the house of big pharma cards is coming down.
Well, he was saying that what they showed him was very positive and very good, and he can't figure out why they're not releasing that.
Because it's not real.
Well,
it's not real. So look what happened overnight, too. You could see all this kind of coming together. Peter Navarro, who is not only a close personal friend with Donald Trump, but also you know, who has been his trade advisor for a very long time, went to prison for Trump.
Yeah.
That's a good friend.
That's a good bud there.
That's a really good bud. Right. Peter Navarro has been making the rounds, okay? And he's doing interviews. And what he's saying is that Trump was totally and thoroughly lied to here, and that he was lied to by Pfizer, that he was lied to by Fauci, and that he was lied to by the communist Chinese.
Yeah.
And I want to play you that audio, but unfortunately, I can't seem to bring it up this morning.
Sounds like a list of the usual suspects there.
Yeah. But this is some pretty radical stuff that he's saying. And he's talking about, he's connecting all these dots, and they're fascinating because what he's saying is, look, Fauci knew that he created COVID in that lab. He knew that he paid for it. He knew that the Chinese had the original genetic strands for it. And when he lied for a very long time, for months and months and months about that, what that did, we could have made a very effective vaccine had we had that. And we could have done it quickly because that skips a lot of steps. But by Fauci lying, it allowed these big pharmaceutical companies to profit. And they went, well, we'll have to use the mRNA and we don't know how that'll work. So we're going to need an emergency use authorization. So when you have Fauci lying about the creation of COVID, knowing full darn well the Chinese have the genetic profile because he worked with them on it via Echo Health Alliance, what is Fauci doing? Fauci is buying time for big pharma to come out with the vaccine that they ultimately sold using regular technology. That's what he's doing. And you're also getting, you're also having, Navarro was saying in the clip, it's a crazy clip, I wish I could play it, that basically on top of that, that these pharma companies were personally showing Trump data that has only good news, shall we say, and none of the bad stuff.
I still remember the hysteria very well and about how this would stop the spread. That was the whole thing, that get the shot, it'll stop the spread. And I will repeat this, and I will always remember this. Everybody that I know in my family and immediate folks that are friends of mine and acquaintances, everyone that got the inoculation got COVID anyway. Everyone in my family that got it got COVID anyway. And those that didn't take it got COVID anyway. So
this is going to sound a little radical. I've always believed that was on purpose. I've always believed that the purpose of the shot was to keep COVID going and to keep the power structure in place. Because remember, they wanted to get to vaccine passports, which were digital IDs.
Right.
That was the ultimate goal there. And then there was a tremendous amount of profit for big pharma there, and billions and billions and billions of dollars. And remember the lie. Remember, and to their credit, the Washington Post broke it. They were saying it was 95% effective. The CDC was. And yet, literally, internally, at the same time, Fauci and the then head of the CDC, whose face I can see, Robin Walensky, were trading emails internally about how not only was the shot ineffective, it increased your chances of getting COVID. They knew it. The Washington Post got leaked copies of those emails, and Wolf Blitzer broke it right there to her face. Hey, you were out here literally earlier this week, as was Fauci, saying this thing's 95% effective. Yet internally on your emails, you're discussing how it's not only not effective, if you take it, you have higher odds of getting COVID. And then they shifted their lie as soon as they got caught, and they shifted their lie and they're like, well, you know, it's not going to be as severe. Well, nope, that's not what you were saying. You were saying, no, take it because it's 95% effective. It's not effective at all. In fact, it makes you more likely to get it. That is the opposite of effective. So good for Trump for doing this. Also, political reality is no choice. Again, this is coming out all over the place. And here's the other problem, too. And I'm surprised this isn't bigger news. 30,000 dead reported to VAERS from this shot. 30,000. That is staggering. To give you some idea, VAERS is the early warning system that Congress created, okay? Normally, about 10% of shot side effects, including death, are reported to VAERS. So go ahead and multiply that by a factor of 10. Could go as high as 15 for the death toll. Because a lot of, you can report something to VAERS as a private citizen. A lot of people don't know it. Doctors are hesitant to do it because they don't want to set themselves up for a lawsuit, right? So you don't get a lot of stuff reported to VAERS, but you do get some. 30,000 dead. To give you some idea, the average flu shot every year, there's about 20 deaths for it reported. So it's about average flu shot kills about 200 people a year that we know of. So this is on the magnitude. We've never seen anything kill this many people. This is the scandal of the century, basically, not medically. And that's why you're hearing the left scream, because they covered it up for a whole lot of reasons. Anyway, I wish I could play you that audio. I'll have it coming up. Democrats will say literally anything to keep their criminal networks alive, well, and operating inside their post-American, post-constitutional blue territories. So another day, another lie. And the lie is this. Trump is targeting them because he's just super duper mean and ignoring all of the red states with high crimes. There's two versions of this lie being told. Here's J.D. Pritzker, and he is the governor of Illinois, and he's literally confronted with 8 dead bodies from the weekend. And you could tell him, you just hear it in his voice. You can see it if you watch the video. He didn't give a damn. Well, don't you care if people die? No, J.D. does not. He wants to score political points. Take a listen.
You're going to hear people, especially this past weekend, 54 shot, 7 dead.
Yeah.
They're going to say the city's not safe. Would you ask your friends to ride the L after midnight or after, 9 o'clock at night even to come down to the city from O'Hare?
Look, big cities have crime. There's no doubt about it. But let's just pay attention to what President Trump is doing targeting Chicago. He's overlooking red states that have much higher crime rates.
He's not talking to me and you, okay? We get real news. He's talking to the sheeple. Got to keep him dumb. Got to explain this. I mean, it's hard to explain to the sheeple who don't like crime. I mean, they're Democrats, they still don't like crime. When it happens to them, they don't care if it happens to somebody else. Truly, that's how they operate. Here is Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson going a step further with this. The crime is actually Republicans' fault.
Chicago will continue to have a violence problem as long as red states continue to have a gun problem. The Trump administration continues to try to use the real pain and loss of gun violence victims as a pretext for expanding his own power. Donald Trump is the last person in America who cares about families on the south and west side of Chicago.
Okay, that is literally chock full of crockalicious BS. One of the main crimes, ironically, in D.C. that they've been picking people up for is all of these felons who are caught with firearms that cannot legally possess them, right? And the Democrat, that is one of the crimes that not only did the Biden White House, the DOJ, not prosecute, but it's one where you go Democrat city after Democrat city. If you're like, oh, you're a Democrat voter. Yeah, that was a felony for you to have that gun. It's okay. You just go on. You're good. They love for felons to have guns. Don't kid them. Don't kid yourself. We don't. But they do. But let's look at this. Let's go look at this lie and knock it down. How many of the 35 deadliest cities in America, ranked top to bottom by homicide, have a Republican mayor? How many? Got a guess? 2. 2 of the 35. Let's take a look at them. Shreveport, L.A. Shreveport, L.A. is number 10. Well, why does it? Well, oh, they currently have a Republican mayor, but he just won. And a Republican has run the city just 11 of the last 152 years. So, I mean, look for a Shreveport to begin to be cleaned up. Now, where else? The top 35 by homicide rates. So it's by rates. What's the other one? Dallas, Texas. It's about number 30 around there. It's hard to tell. These numbers aren't written in. Dallas, Texas. They got a Republican mayor. There we go. Wait, oh. He was elected as a Democrat and governed as one until recently? Huh. Okay. Well, what about the mayor before that? Democrat. Huh. Now, what they're trying to say is, Trump's just coming after us because he's Hitler, 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 dictator, blah, blah. No, he's coming after you because he's rooting the gang members, especially the cartel members out of your city. That's what he's doing. He didn't care about crime. Now, crime actually makes Republicans look good. He wants the cartel leaders because he knows they're hiding in these cities. These violent, illegal immigrant gangsters, he's got to go in and get them, or they'll surge back out like cockroaches after you turn the lights on as soon as the Democrat wins. That's what he's doing. He's disassembling those networks. He's also arresting American citizen criminals that are using these sanctuary cities for protection as well. That's why he's going in. Clear out the worst, round him up, get him in federal hands so Democrats can't let him go. In order to retake the territory, conquer it so that it doesn't fall into criminal hands and ultimately the cartels and Chinese control it, or a combination of the two. That's just happening in New York. Not my story. New York Times wrote that. Okay, so when you look at, okay, like what city has the highest homicide rate in America? Now, look, it's Birmingham, Alabama. And that what the Democrats are saying is, oh, see, Alabama's a red state. Okay, well, is Birmingham a red city? No. How many years has it been since Birmingham had a Republican mayor? 50. See the problem there? Now, let's go to the next. Yeah, Tennessee, that's a red state. Yeah, okay. Number three, highest murder rates, Memphis. Why doesn't Trump go there? Well, Memphis has been run by a Democrat as mayor for 63 years. That's who police departments answer to. They answer to the mayor. See the problem? They've been mentioning, Pritzker mentioned Louisiana. Why doesn't Trump send troops to Louisiana? Well, Trump isn't sending troops to states. He's sending them to cities or talking about sending them to cities. Why is Louisiana, as a red state, why is it so violent in terms of homicide rate? Well, because guess what's in the middle of Louisiana? It's New Orleans. They haven't had a Republican mayor in 153 years. That's why there's chaos. See how this works? So you get top 35 cities by homicide rate. Only two have Republican mayors. One of them just got elected. Another one was a Democrat who switched. Like recently, ran as a Democrat. So, I mean, those are some asterisks. But no, that's why Trump's concentrating on Democrats. Now, here's the thing. If Republican gun policies were what's causing this, as the mayor of Chicago, Lyden, said, well, then by God, the top 35 cities all be red, wouldn't they? Because we love our guns. They're not carrying the guns. We are. But only two of the top 35 cities by homicide rates are Republican run. And again, you got to put an asterisk by those because they're special conditions. They weren't truly run by Republicans. And what do you find? This is a Democrat problem. What is it caused by? Folks, let me, and there's a reason I spent so much time on this morning. It's caused by being permissive about crime. And so this same party who's saying, give us your guns, give us your guns, give us your guns, has every intention of letting the most violent among us go. You can see it in their homicide stats. So Republican cities do just fine with all our guns. Why? We enforce the law. That's why. We don't hate cops. We don't defund police departments. That's why. It's not the guns. Good morning. Joining me now, Attorney General Alan Wilson. Been trying to get him on for a few days. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you. Let me dive right in because I read this with great concern and I wondered what it meant. Berkeley County, South Carolina, transgender student has been allowed to use the boys' facilities, boys' bathroom, after a federal appeals court granted a preliminary injunction to block a South Carolina state law that was recently passed that would have prevented it. Can you give me an idea? So obviously, this is Berkeley County. First, I want to know, does that affect the upstate too? And what is the status of that?
No, that doesn't affect any other schools. In fact, it only applies to the one transgender student that wants to use the bathrooms of the opposite sex. So
okay.
It's only for that one particular student who is a party in the case. So to recap, South Carolina passed a law, as you just said, that prohibits schools from allowing boys in the girls' spaces and girls in the boys' spaces. And of course, you lose your funding, your state funding, if you do. We won at the district court level. We got sued by the student in a left-leaning group. I defended this. Ellen Weaver and I actually defended the case. And then went to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is in Richmond, Virginia, has not yet heard our case. But they decided to go ahead and temporarily stop South Carolina's law from going into effect until they hear the case. They said it could harm the child. We are going to the Supreme Court to ask the Supreme Court to reinstate South Carolina's law while the court system continues to hear the case. And that's where we are. Now, we have filed a stay in that injunction, which basically means Supreme Court, tell the Fourth Circuit they have to let South Carolina continue with its law until the case is over. And that's where we are. Now, that doesn't mean that the Supreme Court doesn't grant our wish and our request. That doesn't mean that we've lost. We still have to argue before the Supreme Court. And, Tara, whoever wins or loses, I should say, at the Fourth Circuit is going to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. This could be every bit as big as the Scrimeti case, which, as you recall, was a Tennessee law that prohibited kids from being transitioned or transgendered, you know, when they were still minors. And so South Carolina had a law just like that. I went to the Supreme Court with Tennessee on that case, and we won that case. This is very similar. So I am guardedly optimistic that we will prevail ultimately when this makes it to the Supreme Court.
So to recap, right now, as far as parents in the upstate are concerned, they are cross-sex members are still banned from using, you know, like their opposite gender bathroom, correct?
Correct. That is correct. It only applies to the student in Berkeley County.
Okay.
But again, I want to stop it because I think it's going to incentivize other people to bring lawsuits so that they can go into the opposite sex bathroom. And so I'm trying to keep the status quo until this case can be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court.
And does this just affect, for the Berkeley County student, does this just affect the bathroom, or would this affect playing on cross-gender sports teams or changing rooms that are athletic, or no, just bathrooms?
That is a separate law.
Okay.
This is very specific just to the use of bathrooms or locker rooms or shower facilities in public spaces.
Okay, so it would include shower facilities then.
If it's in a locker room, yes.
Okay,
that one individual, that one child could go into that shower. Correct.
Do you have a basic timeline of when this will be ruled on? Because I would assume, I'm not thinking you're going to lose, but if you did, then that would block our law, and then you could have children of opposite genders in the upstate using
Only for that one student. Again, this is very narrowly tailored. I would expect the Supreme Court to give us an answer sometime within the next week or two.
Okay.
On whether or not they're going to stop the Fourth Circuit from stopping South Carolina. Now, if the Supreme Court allows it to play out, I would not read into that as we're going to lose ultimately. They just might be saying, we want to let this thing play out before we rule in on anything. It could be just as simple as that.
Okay, great. Because I have tried to find the answer to this question, Alan Wilson. I didn't mean to bug you, but nobody is reporting what the implications for the state were. It was driving me crazy. I wanted to know who's going to be in my child's bathroom, in school. So, awesome. Anything else to update us on with this?
No, we'll continue to keep you informed on this particular case. And again, we'll come back on and talk about it when there's more movement on the case. But like I said, our intent is to protect your children while they're in public spaces. And we're going to continue to do that. And again, I want to thank Ellen Weaver for her support of this case as well.
All right, Alan Wilson, thanks for stopping by quickly this morning to update us on that. Appreciate you looking out for kids in schools.
Thank you.
You too. All right. Folks, moving on, wanted to play this for you earlier. This is a shocking reversal. This is Peter Navarro, personal advisor to Donald Trump, also a good friend of his. And I'm just going to play it, okay? And I know there's going to be pushback from a lot of you going, come on. But this is Navarro. He's making those. He's obviously speaking on behalf of Trump here, okay? And he's saying Pfizer was not truthful with Trump. This is back during Operation Warp Speed. Excuse me. And Fauci was not truthful with Trump. And Fauci was not truthful with Trump in order to buy Pfizer time and Moderna and the other shot makers to put shots out that otherwise wouldn't have been shots, by the way, that might have been very dangerous for the public. Here's Peter Navarro.
Fauci, when he was sitting there, that SOB knew for a fact that that virus came from the Wuhan lab. He knew that. Because he had funded the gain-of-function research in that lab, and he had already begun to design a cover-up. And we know that from the emails he sent to a group of researchers, academics, trying to get their support to push that come-from-nature theory. And that's the biggest lie of omission in American history, because if he had simply owned up to the fact that that thing came from the lab, we could have pressured the Chinese to give us the genome sequence, which would have allowed us to design an effective vaccine rather than the crap we wound up getting. And again, Trump got lied to about that, not just by Fauci, but by Pfizer, the drug company.
In what way?
They didn't disclose the side effects of that. And they weren't clear with him. They made him think that it was a true vaccine when it's not.
Wow. Now, remember that. Okay, that is a massive turnaround for Donald Trump. Because, I mean, he campaigned on the wonder of the shot for a very long time. So he's now come out. He has sanctioned investigation of Operation Warp Speed and the fraud that led to Operation Warp Speed. Turns out we didn't really need this shot after all if Fauci wasn't running around. Folks, at the time I said he shouldn't. Here's the problem. At the time I said he shouldn't trust Fauci. And look, Ron DeSantis locked down Florida. Governor Brian Kemp locked down Georgia for about 3 minutes before they figured this out. And then they both went, no, sorry. Trump was screaming at him for months to stay locked down. So I really wish he had displayed better judgment with these people. They got the better of him, but at least he's fessing up now. And quite frankly, I think getting ahead of this. Do you look at from Japan to Finland, all these countries are beginning to do honest studies of the side effects of the COVID shot. They are horrific. Particularly on children. So long term. So, I mean, I think they've got to get ahead of this no matter what. I think Trump's kind of hand is forced here. And this is, by the way, why you're seeing the screaming by the left. Don't end the emergency use authorization. Don't make us do shot trials like we have to do with every other shot. Why? Because they can't keep making these vaccines. They'll have to tell the truth. They told the truth. No one would ever put one in their arm again. So this is the beginning of the end of the poisoning of an entire generation. If only it could go faster. It's the hottest story in the country right now. It's what everybody's clicking, liking, sharing. We could tell that from the high-end app we have, and I'm fascinated by this. Trump blowing 11 Trendaragua narco-terrorists to hell. And folks, what an incredible difference in leadership. I mean, look, folks, Democrats, remember, Democrats stood down on purpose and let Venezuela's Trendaragua gang seize apartment complexes violently from landlords who they threatened to kill if they didn't keep paying their property taxes. In the case in Aurora, which was widely acknowledged to be Trendaragua's base of operations, United States of America, Aurora. Democrats did everything they could to keep them in power, cover for them, and keep them in business. Never forget that. We documented it here, and I exhaustively documented it in the Battleground America podcast. Trendaragua gangs came in, beat the manager of the first apartment complex near to death, then sent him to deliver the message, we are taking over the apartment complex. We will be evicting your tenants. We will be using it. And if you don't keep paying property taxes, we'll kill you and your family. Kind of alarming. What did he do? Called the police. Remember, this is in liberal Colorado. Police refused to do anything. So he got lawyers and he kept going because he was going to owe a boatload of property tax. Folks, we've never seen this in America before. So he goes all the way up to the state attorney general in the governor's office. His lawyers doing it. He meant police do something. They knew about it. They did nothing. For months, went on for 9 months. Trendaragua began to sell girls, yes, underage sex slaves, that's what they were, and women, as documented by the UK Daily Mail, many of them kidnapped and drugs out of those apartment complexes, and Democrats covered for it all. Why? They wanted it there for some reason. It wasn't till 9 months later when it leaked out and became a problem for Joe Biden, the mainstream media started lying about it. And Democrat Colorado officials even lied to Americans to protect Trendaragua and keep them in business. Trump's approach, very clearly different. Blowing them to hell, folks. This is what has to happen. They have to be looking over their backs going, you know what? I was running money and drugs and maybe little girls for Trendaragua, but I don't want to die. I think I'm just going to find another line of work. What a difference between Trump and the Democrats. It's really radical. I love it.